the role of the teacher, this is Aratima. There are different things we can look at about what goes on around the topic of teacher, having a teacher, being in contact with a teacher. There's the first one, that is when you are at a certain state of your awareness, when you are in touch with your own self. The moment you're in touch with your own self, there will be a teacher appearing in your life that resonates with that same emptiness, with that same self, because there's only one self. So the moment you touch that inner sun, that which you are, you will have a person in your life that is also carrying and expressing and directly relating to you in that way. That particular person will be a teacher to you, or a reminder, a walking reminder of that inner sun. Let's call the self sun here. Makes it sort of a more illustrative. But that person, that teacher, will be maybe something else to somebody else. It won't be a reflector of the sun to the neighbor or the person down the street at the grocery store. The world around you is a reflection of your unconscious. And if you're in touch with the sun, that part of who you truly are, then the outside world will reflect that. So that is, first of all, something that you can recognize or read where you're at. Are you really in touch with yourself? Then that will be reflected in a teacher coming into your life. Now, if you're not really seeking, let's say there's a person that doesn't do any spiritual work and that person is actually in touch with themselves. There will be a person like that somewhere that will be around or appearing here and there that reflects this clarity. But the person that is in touch with themselves, they wouldn't even notice or recognize that person, that embodiment of their inner recognition as being a teacher, because spiritual seeking is not on their mind. And then there are other aspects of the teacher. First of all, if a teacher arrives and appears in your life, it indicates a certain amount of power you have, because you have to attract the teacher. The power of attraction, right? There's an energy that pulls. And so if you are in touch with your inner self and your inner sun, then you are having power, because you have managed to still your mind so much that you are aware of the gap between the thoughts where the self exists or is being realized. The thoughts are also part of the self. Nothing is not the self, but just in terms of the experience from the individual self seen. So you first of all have to have the power to attract a teacher. And then you also have to be in the right state of mind to receive the teacher, the message of the teacher. What is it that you're really receiving? What's the message? The message is the embodiment. It is the emptiness, the clear light of existence, the self that the teacher is being and is then basically transmitting to you and imprinting you with. Let's talk about the imprinting process. When you were born, you are very fluid and soft as consciousness, and you have to be imprinted into the reality of duality. Duality is a masculine, feminine, a solar lunar interplay. And so usually that's the parents that do that in the first 4 years, your dad and your mom, or whoever was the dominant masculine, the dominant feminine person in your life. It doesn't have to be the blood lineage at all. If you live in a huge family with lots of aunts and uncles and grandma, and you were raised by many people at the same time, your imprinting is going to be a sum total of all these people. And so in the first 4 years, you know, the imprinting starts happening. It helps you to start out to be a human being, to learn to walk, to talk, and to start off with something, a foundation. And we're grateful for that. It's very beautiful. Yet the people that imprint you are usually not enlightened. They don't know who they are. And so the imprinting is missing something. And then you do your spiritual work or whatever happens in your life. Life is serving you situations and challenges and lessons that opens you up and rips away the veils, and you begin to recognize who you are. Once there is sufficient opening, you will be attracting a teacher, but also only if there's a certain amount of power, which means is you can hold yourself in that spaciousness, in that sense of self, more and more often than being completely caught up in the conditionings that you are. You can have a tremendous amount of relation with your own self, be really quite clear, but you decide to hang out in problems and conditioning and get constantly embroiled in the life of what is visible and what is in the life of experiences and sensations. If you make that choice, you won't have much power and the teacher will not appear. But if you do make the choices towards that which is true within you, then the teacher appears. So that power that you carry attracts the teacher. Now, when you are in the presence of the teacher and you have some kind of contact with the teacher, then the teacher also cannot really imprint you if you're not available, which means is if you're not in the right state of mind, you don't have an openness, a surrenderedness, have cleared sufficient programming, processed a tremendous amount of conditioning away, so there is a canvas, there is some softness, there is the rigidity was cleared away and you're open again, then to be confirmed in what is true. It can be a confirmation of something you already know and then it becomes really clear, or you haven't really realized that what you are and then the imprinting starts to happen and it sits. Now, this can take a split second or longer, depending how receptive you are. If you then continue to do your spiritual practice, you will progress very rapidly because now you know you can rest in that truth, in that clear light, in the core that you are. And the rest is quite easy because you can always reset yourself. You know what to reset yourself to. If you don't know what the truth is, if you have no imprint and no marker, you could say, and it's not really a marker, we're just speaking like that. It's exactly like the way your parents conditioned you. There is a groove in your consciousness. And then you can basically reset yourself and default to that groove. Now, essentially, that particular groove needs to be also let go of. Even the conditioning of the teacher upon you has to be let go of. But that happens quite easily because it is the highest conditioning, you could say. It's that which resonates with truth itself. So it just kind of, you just kind of float beyond it and you don't really need to hang on to it anymore. And you realize that then you remain in gratitude to the teacher, or you don't even think about it and you just live that which is everywhere. So in that sense, this is what the teacher's role is. It is just a point again to remind you and cause that kind of a groove in you. Now, once you know where the groove is and you know how to reset yourself, then you are focusing on your practice more. It's not really about human overly sugary devotion or thinking about the guru all the time and all these things. It's really not important. The gurus will always tell you, the teachers will always tell you that your practice is more important because the teacher is actually in the practices. The teacher exists in the practices, and the practices are what take you into liberation. Whatever the practice is, if it's jnana yoga, which says there is no practice, it's just you are just quiet and still and don't move with the mind, then that's a practice too. It's just a different wording. It kind of takes away the action part, the things that are done in the other yogas, in the bhakti and in the karma yogas and the tantra yogas, etc., etc. But essentially, there's always a practice. If you don't practice, gravity will pull you down and there will be no awakening happening. So you need to cultivate power in order to have the power to lift off and to wake up, just like a rocket that needs to shoot away from the gravitational field of the earth. You are exactly doing that to realize who you are. And then when you know that, you can beautifully and gracefully enter the gravitational field of the earth and have a lot of fun and enjoy it. So the attraction of the teacher depends on your power, and your power depends on how long can you keep your mind quiet? How long can you be detached from thought? How long can you just rest in what you are? The longer you can do that, the easier it is for you to accumulate power, and that will be expressed in also the worldly life. And we'll talk about that in another conversation.